Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, in quite a fitting fashion, it's come down to the final race of the season in Formula One. The Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. All season, Lewis Hamilton has been slugging it out with Nico Rosberg. Hamilton's 12 points behind his Mercedes teammate. I wonder whether it's all stony faces in the press conferences leading up to the big race. Let's catch up with our F1 man, Radio City, Scott Hughes. Morning, Scotty.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, quite apt that it's come down to this.
Yeah, well, I kind of predicted it, didn't I? I thought it would go down to the wire. And like I say, I still think there's something to come. I still think there's a little sting in the tail. In a very small nutshell, it's Rosberg's to lose. If Hamilton wins the race, which really Hamilton needs to at least win, then I think Rosberg needs to be on the podium to take the championship. So that's, you know, anything could happen. There've already been jokes this morning. They've done a press conference this morning with some of the drivers. And Jenson Button was joking this morning saying he's quite happy to be accepting offers from Lewis, who's a very wealthy man, to take out Nico Rosberg in the race tomorrow, obviously laughing and joking. And he actually said at one point, he said, the thing is, we're so slow in the McLarens at the moment, I'd have to wait for him to come round and lap me and maybe take my chance then. So they're joking about it this morning. But what was interesting, I've read a few things in the press as well with the psychology of it all. I think this is the fourth time in Lewis Hamilton's career that it's gone down to the last race where it could go either way. So he's used to this. This is the fourth time for him. This is the first time since 2014 for Rosberg. And that's the only time he's ever done this. So basically, this is the second time for Rosberg. So Rosberg is going to be feeling the nerves more. He's going to be sitting there thinking, right. And in a weird way, Hamilton's got nothing to lose, whereas Rosberg's got everything to lose. So it's the position you don't want to be in, isn't it? He's going to be sat on that start line thinking, let's hope I get a good start. Let's hope nothing happens to the engine. Let's hope no one crashes into me. And all this will be going through his mind. And it will make him nervous. It will make him drive cautious. So I don't think it's over and done with yet.
No, because this could define Rosberg for many years to come if it doesn't go right.
Yeah, I mean, if he loses this on the last race, I mean, obviously he's going to kick himself for the rest of his career. I mean, when you look back at, I think it was 2008, wasn't it, when Felipe Massa crossed the line and actually won the world title for about 13 seconds. And it started to rain in the race. And Hamilton came through. I think Hamilton needed minimum of fifth. And at that point, Hamilton was in sixth. So it was Felipe Massa's title. And then a car spins out. Hamilton goes past into fifth. And for 13 seconds, Felipe Massa is the world champion. And then Hamilton passes the fifth car. So he becomes the champion. And it was literally, yeah, that must have been just heartbreaking for Felipe Massa and for his family to have literally been champion for 13 seconds. And then Hamilton goes over the line and he actually wins it. So stranger things have happened. I think the pressure at that point is going to be absolutely immense. And like I say, Hamilton's just got to go out and win the race. That's all he can do. He can do nothing more. And Rosberg, you know, it's everything to lose. So it'll be an interesting race.
Well, if you look at the performances this season, there's like a hair's breadth between them, isn't it? Both of them have won 9 races. Hamilton's had 11 pole positions. Rosberg's had 8. Rosberg's not had a single retirement this season. And that's been the difference. That's been the major factor, hasn't it, in the points tally?
Well, imagine you're a Formula One driver and you have, like you just said there, 9, 10, 11 poles in a season. And you have 9 wins in a season and you don't win the championship. I mean, that's got to be absolutely unbelievable. So, but because they're both so equally matched, you know, it's just incredible, you know, odds. They're breaking all the records. I think they've broken their record from last season already, Mercedes, with 1-2s and wins. And I think have they won pretty much every race this season? I think there's been a couple of others that have won, hasn't there? But it's been the most race wins, I think, for any season. And they're just breaking rules left, right and centre. And records, not rules, records, sorry. And it's just, you know, it's just interesting to see because they're so evenly matched. I think, you know, Hamilton is, in my mind, is the faster driver. Hamilton is the better qualifier. Hamilton is the better racer. You could argue that Rosberg is the more level-headed and the more sensible driver. But then you go back to look at, you know, previous championships with people like, you know, Ayrton Senna, who is your Hamilton, very hot-headed, incredibly quick, you know, just unbelievable skill and incredibly quick. Amazing racer, but very hot-headed. It's very angry. you know, quickly can turn things around. And then you've got Rosberg, who's more level-headed, more your Alain Prost kind of, right, let's think this through. What do I need to do to win this race? Let's not lose our temper. I mean, Rosberg has his moments and he does get angry, but you would assume overall he's much more level-headed. But anything can happen. Like I say, it's the mentality of sitting on that starting grid, knowing you've got everything to lose and you are 70-odd laps away from being the world champion, the pressure must be unbelievable.
It could be painful. So basically, Hamilton wins if he gets a podium and Rosberg finishes fourth or lower, essentially? Is that what we're looking
at? No, Hamilton needs to win.
And so he has to. So if he finishes second and Rosberg comes seventh or lower, I think that does it, doesn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Each time you lose points, it's 25 points for a win, 18 for a second, and I think it's 15 for a third. So basically, each position that Hamilton moves down, Rosberg has to move down as well. So in a nutshell, the easiest way to look at it is if Hamilton wins the race, which you've got to assume he's going to try and do, Rosberg needs to at least be on the podium to win the title. If he's third, he wins the title. I don't think he wins it if he's fourth or lower.
And what about Abu Dhabi as a venue, a destination for the final Grand Prix? Is that the right place to have it? I know in our minds you'd say, oh, well, it should be the British Grand Prix. Mind you, the weather's not great, so it's probably not the best time for the British. But why is Abu Dhabi the final one on the calendar?
Yeah, I mean, it's bobbed around. It's been Brazil for many years, and they have had Abu Dhabi the last few years. But yeah, Brazil has done it before. They have changed it. They used to end it with the Australian Grand Prix, then they moved that to the start of the season. So that there has been different, you know, different kind of tracks. I think what they try and do is work out what country's got the best weather at what time of year, and they kind of move them around to sort of fit in with that, which is why the British Grand Prix is usually June or July, because that's our best bet, isn't it, really? And they try and do the flyaway races at the start and the end of the season, and then all the European ones in the middle. A lot of it is to do with times as well. So it's still very much set up for European times. And the good thing about Abu Dhabi is it's a European time race. So I think the race starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in British time. So that's obviously very good for us and very good for the European audience. Whereas if you had, for example, if you had Australia, that would start at 5, 6 in the morning. Not great for European audiences. So I think a lot of it comes down to weather and the time that it's shown in Europe where they have the races, that kind of stuff. But Abu Dhabi, I mean, it's a good track. Not really a lot happened there over the last few years. When I mentioned earlier on about the last time it was Rosberg and Hamilton going at it for the final race, that was Abu Dhabi as well. And if you remember 2014, that was when they had double points in the last race.
Yeah.
So everyone was saying, it was a very similar story. I think Hamilton was a bit further ahead, but they were saying, you know, it's double points now, you know, it's 50 points for a win and anything can happen. And everyone was kind of saying this double points thing's not working because, you know, if Rosberg takes the title now, that's not really fair on double points. So they kind of scrapped that rule. But that was the last time that Rosberg was in a fight like this. And if I remember rightly, I think Rosberg had terrible reliability in that race. That might have been last year, but he had a last race of the season where he had terrible reliability. So again, all this is going to be in the back of his mind. Ooh. You know, last year I had a problem. This didn't work out last year. I didn't get off the start line quickly in the last race. You know, this is all going to be playing through his mind, whereas Hamilton's thinking, well, I've lost the title unless I win the race, so let's just try and win it and see what happens.
It's all the psychology, isn't it?
Yeah, very different mentality. So, you know, and it's all the pressure on. You know, when you've got everything to lose versus nothing to lose, it's a very different mindset, isn't it? So it's going to be very, very interesting.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.